Bright Disasters up next.
Welcome to the Enrichment Center. Since making test participation mandatory for all employees, the quality of our test subjects has risen dramatically. Employee retention, however, has not. As a result, you may have heard we're going to phase out human testing. There's still a few things left to wrap up, though. First up, conversion gel. Now, the bean counters told me we literally could not afford to buy $7 worth of moon rocks, much less 70 million. Bought them anyway, ground them up, mixed them into a gel. And guess what? Ground up moon rocks are pure poison. I am deathly ill. Still, it turns out they're a great portal conductor, so now we're going to see if jumping in and out of these new portals can somehow leach the lunar poison out of a man's bloodstream. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Let's all stay positive and do some science. That said, I would really appreciate it if you can test as fast as possible. Carolyn, please bring me more pain pills. Alright, I've been thinking. When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade! Make life take the lemons back! Get mad! I don't want damn lemons! What the hell am I gonna do with these? Demand to see life's manager! Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons! Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's gonna burn your house down! With the lemons! I'm gonna get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon to burn your house down! The point is, if we can store music on a compact disc, why can't we store a man's intelligence and personality on one? So I have the engineers figuring that one out now. Brain mapping, artificial intelligence, we should have been working on it 30 years ago! I will say this, and I'm gonna say it on tape so everyone hears it 100 times a day. If I die before you people can pour me into a computer, I want Carolyn to run this place. Now, she'll argue, she'll say she can't, she's modest like that. But you make her! Hell, put her in my computer, I don't care.
Okay, Bright Disaster. I'm gonna let you take the lead.
Okay, sweet. I really liked the energy. I really liked when you got mad. That was good. And I want a combustible lemon as well.
Was this Portal?
I have no idea. Yeah. I wanted to be Carolyn at the end, though. I was like, I want to take over. maybe I'm just power hungry. I don't know. The only suggestion I have is to slow down a bit. You have to, I used to rush through everything I said, and I still do. I talk fast. But definitely slow down would be good when you're recording yourself. That's my advice.
Some of the words you weren't fully pronouncing, or it would be like, clip really, I can't really impersonate it here, but it was hard to understand sometimes. Yeah. So make sure that your speech.
That's an example.
Yes, thank you. I do it for you. This is, make sure your speech is fluent.
And yeah, enunciate really well and just slow down is
Here's
all
the
I
thing.
Can say.
Here's the thing. While I still don't feel like that was stellar compared to what we've been putting through, this is like his second or third try. I'm iffy on it. You would put it through?
I'd put it through.
Based on what?
Well, I think it has really high energy, and it's just all you have to do is slow down. Like.
Okay. I'll put you through to the next round. I'm interested to see what you can do,
mm-hmm.
because next round is going to really show us what everybody can do. So, yes, for me as well. So, Bright Disaster, you are through.
Woo!
Congratulations. Let that be a lesson to the rest of you. Even if you're not that strong, we might still put you through.
Okay. But be strong.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, it was strong, but, like, it wasn't where I wanted it to be. But I think I'm still willing to take a chance.
I think it was good.
Next up is the woman who delayed acted for months and months last season, Tregatry.
Oh, nice.
Anna! You will never believe what happened to me yesterday. Oh my god. I was on a date with Fred. Yeah, the guy I told you about. No, not that one. Fred, the football player from Queens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Him. Finally took me out last night. I was so nervous. I mean, this guy is hot. I was a complete airhead over the whole thing. What should I wear? How much makeup should I apply to my face? Should I wear a push-up bra or stuff the bra? Issues! Anyway, we went out and the worst thing in the world happened to me. No, I didn't run into any ex-boyfriends. No, I didn't say something stupid. No, I didn't do something clumsy. Worse, worse, worse. You will never guess. Ready? I shit my pants. I know. Please, God Almighty, I was there. It happened to me. I was so nervous that when he came to pick me up, I felt bloated. I was so busy getting ready all day that I didn't have time to eat. So all I had in me was nothing but air. Oh my God, I shit my drawers, Anna! We were taking a nice stroll through the park and I had to let out a little bit of gas. I was holding back a fart for hours. So I thought it would give me some relief to just, you know, let out a little. But it wasn't no Anna. It was more like a. And then there's that moment. The moment when you know something doesn't feel right. You're not sure if it's true. You're not sure if you really shit yourself or not. I'm dying on the inside. I kept praying to God. I was like, did I shart? Did I just shart myself? Oh, I certainly did, and I sharted all inside my undies, and I was wearing the sexiest thong in the world, but you know, thongs, obviously, it's not a shitting-on kind of fabric. So there I am, walking with the hottest football player from Queens, clenching my butt cheeks until they were turning blue so cocky wouldn't drip down my leg. Oh God, Anna, this had to be the worst experience of my life. What did I do? Oh, I started acting. I never knew I had it in me. Started freaking out. I acted like I was petrified of squirrels. I know, I must have sounded like a demented fool, but it was the only thing I could think of. What the hell would you have said? I started dancing around him, claiming to be afraid of squirrels. I made up this whole story. I told him how I was attacked by squirrels as a child while playing in the woods, and that I had a phobia. He believed me, and you know what he did? You will never believe this, Anna. He picks me up from the ground, and he tells me he wanted to be my hero, and he would protect me, and then we locked eyes. But it wasn't because we were in a passionate trance. We locked eyes. Because we both smelt shit. And he said, oh, you poor thing. You poor, poor thing. You made a poopy? And I just about given up on life right there at that moment in time. I said, you know what? Screw it. I looked at him and said, listen, Fred. Crap my pants, okay? I crap my freaking pants because of the damn squirrels. That was that. That was my date with the hottest football player from Queens.
All right, I want everybody to know that as soon as this monologue was over, Scarlett went and got a cookie. So it made her hungry.
No, that's... I did actually get a cookie, but...
Chocolate chip?
No.
Okay, good. So as somebody that shits their pants a lot, Scarlett, I'm going to let you start.
No, that's so
rude. Tell us how relatable this was.
So relatable. Oh my God, I did the exact same thing. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, no, I was in tears. I was laughing so hard halfway through. I still am a bit like that right now. So funny. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
To me, this feels like a piece of writing that she's done. We used to write together a lot. This feels like a Trick or Treat original. I want to believe that it is, but I could be wrong.
That was so funny. On acting scale, I thought it was great. I totally believed it. I was in tears. Still am.
See, she already knows what we want from auditions because we...
She's the old judge. I'm judging the old judge.
Conversational in levels because we pushed that hardcore the last three seasons, so... Mm-hmm. I was pretty sure you wouldn't have any problem getting through. And hearing that, it's a yes from me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
That was easy.
Oh my gosh. I might be laughing about that for the rest of the show.
No. Next up is Ellie. Elaim. She auditioned for Perform It. I remember that. I've never heard her act, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know what to say. If you don't love me, leave. I don't want to be with someone who feels that they are wasting their time. Really, I don't need it. Will you claim that you don't love me anymore? Not like when we first met, and you throw that in my face every time we have some sort of disagreement. So go. Leave. I don't want to be with you either if that's how you feel towards me. I can't live a phony life, especially when it comes to my heart. I won't allow for it. I'll lick my wounds and move on. So go. I'll make it easy for you. Go. I'm not going to hold you back. I know you're not happy, so why stay? Why be with someone you aren't in love with? That's horrible. It's just as bad as leaving someone you are in love with. We've tried, we really have, and I am giving you permission to leave me. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's what you need.
All right, that was Ellie. I'm just going to call you Ellie because I have no idea how to pronounce your name.
Elhaim.
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 Is this slightly racist if we can't pronounce it?
I get the feeling that it might be racist if we can't pronounce it.
I don't know.
We might be racist.
We're not, actually.
It sounds like an elven name, so we might be elfish. That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
Whatever. I like it. It was conversational. It worked for me.
I like your voice.
I do, too. It's very pleasant to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a yes for me.
I'd say so, too.
That was easy. That was an easy one.
Nice.
We like to keep them short on this show.
Or we're just getting tired. One of the two.
Well, I have a new rule, that the critique should not be longer than the actual
auditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some exceptions, but that's a general
rule. I don't know.
This was a minute long, and this critique is 105, so we should move on to Ryguy now.
Okay,
Ryguy, winner.
Let's go.
Winner of season 3.
Woo!
I'm sorry. No. Winner of season 2.
No,
finalist of season 3.
I know he's good. I'm excited.
Let's listen. I thought you were going to say, I know he's gay. I'm excited.
Oh, no.
He's not gay. He loves the ladies. And the ladies love him back.
I know.
All right, let's listen.
Answers sure are hard to come by, ain't they, Junior? Sometimes a man's just got to sit on down and think it all through, doesn't he? Well, Junior, this is the way I see it. Life is it's like a big circle. And you don't know where it began, and you just never know how it's all going to end. But the trouble is, all some people see is the circle itself, and they feel kind of trapped inside it, like they's never going to get out. And before too long, all them people can think about is all the things they wish they had inside their circles. You know, my brother Jim Ed was always one of them kind of people. Woo, so much so, in fact, that when that highway patrolman pulled him over, he had quite a few things in the trunk of his car that actually belonged in some other people's circles. So for about the next 3 to 5 years, Jim Ed's circle's gonna be about 8 feet by 8 feet. I mean, he's liking it all right since they transferred him up to Parkersville and all, I guess. But as far as making new friends, well, it's hard, you know, when you move to a new place. But anyway, Junior, the thing is, what Jim Ed didn't understand is that the circle ain't something that's outside you. Something that's inside you. It don't keep you from having things. It just protects what you already got. And the funny thing is when you just stop pushing and punching and trying to get out of it, when you finally just let go, the circle sort of opens up a little. And suddenly you got room for everything. Room for Jim Ed. Room for Mama. For all the things that never quite worked out, and maybe just a little bit left over for all the things that might just work out yet. You get what I'm saying, Junior? Oh, what? You surprised, Junior? You didn't think I could get all intellectual on you? Well, let me tell you, when you work in the sewage industry, you tend to let your mind roam a lot. Because if you ever just stood there and really thought about what you was actually doing, I do believe you'd snap.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah!
Go team.
That was so lame.
I love Ryguy. He's like a voice guy. He does really good voices and it makes me happy.
I really liked the accent.
I like the accent too. I've heard this accent many times. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. I liked it for this.
All you could think was like the circle of life whenever I heard him talking about the circle, and I think it had something to do with life. I don't know.
What?
That was so weird. I'm just going to be quiet.
No, don't be quiet.
I really liked it, as to be expected from someone who's clearly done well in this show before.
He has done well on the show before. Quite well, in fact. Quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Quite well, Scarlett.
Wow, okay.
You ever listen to this show before? You ever listen before?
I've heard a couple episodes.
Did you love it?
Yes.
Do you like it better now that you're on it? Do you think the show's better for you being on it over other people, like Trigatree?
No.
Okay. That wasn't the answer I wanted.
Oh, I think it's awesome all the time. I want drama.
I'll create drama right now. So, in the active thread, Beloved said she wasn't sure she should audition. And then Russ comes along and says, you should audition for my show instead. So, that was a dick move, Russ. And I think Beloved's working on audition for active right now anyway, so suck it. Okay. Was that dramatic enough, you think?
I can't believe you just did that.
I'm bringing you down with me, Scarlett.
Oh, God. No, I'm dealing with the BAA thread. You can just...
Drama enough.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think you're a good actor. I think that you embody characters. You assume the characters. You don't just read monologues, and that's what I like about you.
Yeah.
I think you're one of the stronger character actors that's doing any sort of amateur voice acting, period, and it's a yes from me.
Me too.
Kudos to you, Mr. Rye Guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This may be the last audition tonight. Beloved starts working on one, so I don't know. But... another returning favorite, Sexy Girl 08.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
I ate them. That's right. I ate our divorce papers, Charles. I ate them with ketchup. And they were good. Good. You probably want me to get serious about our divorce. The thing is, you always called our marriage a joke, so let's use logic here. If A, we never had a serious marriage, then B, we can't have a serious divorce. No, we can't. The whole thing is a farce, Charles. A farce that tastes good with ketchup. I mean, wasn't it last week your dad asked you the reason you walked down that aisle with me? And you said, for the exercise. That's funny. You're a funny guy, Charles. I'm laughing, not crying. I'm laughing because you're about to give up on a woman who's infinitely lovable. For instance, Paul. He's loved me since the 8th grade. Sure, he's a little creepy, but he really loves me. He's made 127 passes at me, proposed 47 times, and sent me over 200 original love sonnets. He sees something in me, Charles, and he writes it down in metered verse. And that's not something you just find every day. Someone who really loves everything about who you are as a person. Paul may be insane, but I value his feelings for me. I would never ask him to sign his name to a piece of paper promising to just turn off his feelings for me forever. But that's what you're asking me to do for you, to sign away my right to... to that sweet voice, Charles. Those baby brown eyes. The way your hand feels through my hair before bed. Those aren't things I want to lose. In fact, I won't lose them. I won't lose you. I'll woo you. I've written you a sonnet. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May and... I'm not crying. I'm laughing. It's all a big joke. It's very funny, Charles. I keep waiting for you to say April Fools. Then I'll rush into your arms and... but you're not going to, are you? No. Of course not. It's not April. I didn't really write that sonnet, you know. Paul did. I think it's good. You see... The truth is, Charles, I ate the divorce papers. I ate them because I can't stomach the thought of losing you.
Sexy Girl is back.
Yeah.
She's been off doing Rent, but now she's back. What I like about Saxy is she has an enormous rack, and that, to me, makes her prime competition to be my acted season 4 girlfriend.
Congratulations.
I know. The problem is she has to get through the auditions first. That's where I'm struggling, because I did think this had levels, but something about it was boring to me. I don't know what it was. It's kind of like you have an odd way of speaking where you kind of talk a little bit, almost too fast for it to sound conversational. So I think you just need to really slow down a little bit. What did you think?
I did not get that, but I actually really liked it, but maybe it's just because I usually do talk faster. So to me, like, her speaking was just normal for me.
Okay, I'll be honest. I just zoned out, and I don't know why. I was trying to think of a reason why, but I don't want to. I shouldn't be making up advice because that's not fair to you guys. But I do think that sometimes you talk too fast. Like you have a weird way of phrasing sentences to me.
I was totally zoned in this whole time. Just ignore Dylan right now.
Was it sensual?
It was great, actually. Paul reminded me of someone I know, so.
I'm sorry, I told you. I'm sorry.
Actually, it's so funny, because I had you in mind. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I liked it. So, I'm going to say yes.
You've gotten a lot better since the last time I heard you. I'm going to say yes as well. So, kudos to you, Saxy Girl. This is the first time I think you've ever gotten through on your first try.
Woo!
First try through.
Woo!
Saxy Girl is getting better and better as the days progress.
Woo!
I believe we do have one more.
Really? One came in?
From Beloved Star, yes.
Oh.
She has managed to resist Russ's demands and has auditioned for my show as well.
She'll probably do both.
Yes, probably. So kudos to you for not being bullied by Russ. Let's listen.
Instead be bullied by Dylan.
Exactly.
You know when I said I knew little about love? That wasn't true. I know a lot about love. I've seen it. Centuries and centuries of it. And it was the only thing that made watching your world bearable. All those wars. Pain. Lies. Hate. It made me want to turn away and never look down again. But when I see the way that mankind loves, you could search to the furthest reaches of the universe and never find anything more beautiful. So yes, I know that love is unconditional, but I also know that it can be unpredictable, unexpected, uncontrollable, unbearable, and strangely easy to mistake for loathing. And what I'm trying to say, Tristan, is I think I love you. Is this love, Tristan? I never imagined I'd know it for myself. My heart, it feels like my chest can barely contain it, like it's trying to escape, but it doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to you. And if you wanted it, I'd wish for nothing in exchange. No gifts, no goods, no demonstrations of devotion, nothing but knowing you loved me too. Just your heart in exchange for mine.
Beloved Star.
Woo!
We get one of these monologues about once a season too. The same monologue. This is a popular one.
Oh yeah?
I love this movie. I've not read the book, but it's a good movie.
What movie is it?
Stardust.
Oh yeah. My parents wanted me to watch that.
You should watch it.
Sorry, apparently I live under a rock.
Apparently.
Don't watch any movies.
You should listen to your parents, young lady.
No, it's okay. Actually, you know, my parents hated High Fidelity.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Then I asked them about it, and I was like, have you ever watched this? They're like, oh, I don't like it.
Your parents have horrible taste in movies.
Which is why half the time I don't listen to them.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I don't understand. She's like, I'm a noob. And like, I don't understand why we have such badass noobs.
Because Russ made her feel bad in the acted thread and told her she was not good enough for the show.
Anyways.
Okay, he didn't really say that, but.
No. You're just
that was the subtext
bad
of
person
his book.
Right now. Yeah, but I liked it. I thought it was good.
So she's like this fallen star, and like she never experienced love before. So I think that I think I love you, like that's the first time she's ever said that in her life, and I felt like that moment should have been much bigger. And like maybe like you were more nervous about saying it, and you weren't really sure what you were trying to say. I wanted more of that kind of vibe, but I thought it was a good read for like especially for like a noob, as you say you are. Mm-hmm. And I think I would like to hear you again, so I say yes.
I say yes, too.
All right. So we put about half the people through tonight. Bree, Copper, Bright Disaster, Tregatry, Ellie, Ryguy, Sexy Girl, and Beloved Star.
Well, all at the end.
We have a lot of people tonight. I mean, on the season so far, we have a lot of people.
Yeah. No.
That means
awesome.
Next week is going to be the first episode is going to be a big cut, which is what Scarlett loves, is crushing people's hopes.
I don't love, no.
It is her favorite thing to do in the entire universe.
No, Dylan's just being a dick, which is his favorite thing in the entire universe.
All right. That's true. I was going to leave it at that. Thank you guys for auditioning. Keep the auditions coming. You've got another 5 days or so?
5 days.
5 days.
We'll try to come out with these episodes more often.
Hopefully, we've cleared the backlog of auditions, so hopefully now we can do an episode maybe every 5 or so. So just since it's getting towards the end and people might want to re-audition.
Yeah.
So we'll try to get them out much faster. We apologize. But what other show does this many auditions episodes in this short period of time? Exactly. Anyway, it's been nice critiquing with you, Scarlett.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.